Charles Johnson, welcome to your first Arctic Blast.
Oh, yeah, man. It's been great so far, man. I look forward to these last couple of days.
What did you hear on what to expect and how's the experience been?
I mean, they told me a little bit about it and said it was a great time. And, I mean, I pretty much came up in here open-minded and just willing to go up here and show some people some joy and just come up here and have some fun. And it's been a blast so far.
A year ago this time, if you were told in February that you would be in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, like, what would have been your reaction?
I wouldn't even know what to think. What are you talking about? I don't even know. I mean, I've never heard of this place, obviously, and I mean, it's different. It's very humbling up here, and people are great up here. They really respect us, and I mean, it's been a great time so far.
You're able to do a hospital visit today. What's it like to go brighten some people's days?
Well, I think it's important. I think it's really important for us to come up here and just brighten not only those people at the hospital, but the whole community around here's days, and just to come up here and show them that although we have a job that people find to be so glamorous and so glorious, that we're just like them. We're normal people just like everybody else. And we just want to, if us being in their presence is exciting for them, why not be able to do that for somebody? And, I mean, it's important, I believe. And, I mean, I wouldn't change it for nothing. It's been great.
You were an official last night. It looked like some pretty lax rules in the passing game.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty. They just said, "Call, get your own rules. You make up the rules and call whatever you want." And the cheerleader, she made a hit on my. Well, she actually got trucked by a receiver, but I caught the hit on her. She was hitting a defensive receiver. I caught it because, you know, I'm an offensive guy. So even though she got trucked, it looked like she was trying to hit the defensive receiver to me. I mean, it was a fun time, and we just got to go out there and have some fun with it.
And she came bouncing back, had a catch of her own for a touchdown with a little help from Rudy.
Yeah, she did. Rudy had set her up a little bit, and she ended up getting her touchdown. I mean, it probably felt better than what she's doing than the ground felt.
Shifting forward, what are you doing this time of year?
Right now I'm just relaxing a lot. I mean, I still work out a little bit, but I'm real just relaxing because this is the first time I actually get a break in since 3 years after my junior season, and I'm just relaxing, just taking it all in until I have to start training, and I just really look forward to actually getting to have an off season to train for training camp. Because last year, I was just rehabbing for the ACL, going to training camp. So I look really looking forward to resting and then being able to train for training camp.
Safe to say, you're one of the Vikings that's looking most forward to when April rolls around and OTAs return then.
Oh yeah, I'm really looking forward, man. This is what I do. This is all I love. I mean, it's hard to stay away from me. I mean, I'm always throwing the ball. Me and my friend, and me and my cousins, we're always at my house throwing the ball. We go to the gym, throw balls. I mean, it's just hard to stay away from me. I love this game, and I just really look forward to it because I know there's a lot that not only I need to work on and a lot that I can improve on, but I think that us as a unit and as a program that we can improve on and that we can be better this year.
What was it like to see that Teddy won Pepsi Rookie of the Year?
It was exciting, man. I was like, I sent him a tweet out like, "Hey, Teddy, I'm proud of you, man." And I mean, it's exciting for a guy on my team, a young guy who I really admire as a quarterback and as a person, like, to get that award. I mean, it's big for not only him, it's big for us as a unit because it shows that we're building something around here. And I think Teddy's going to be great for the future. And, I mean, we're all here to support him. We're all here to help him.
Talk about the way your chemistry, just grew throughout the season and really started peaking.
I mean, I just think it just comes with reps and confidence, man. I go out there every day, and I try to get as much separation I can to make it more comfortable for him to see me that with that much separation to get the ball to me easier. And, I mean, it just comes with it. I mean, each week I watched him grow and get a little bit more anticipation, a little bit more confidence, just throwing the ball a little bit more better. And it just – each week we all grew together. So he was seeing me grow, I was seeing him grow, and we just clicked together. And, I mean, go out there, you just play to win and make the plays. I mean, I don't know how it grew, but that's just how it is.